I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we look back on the year in sports for Knoxville. 2024 began with the Knoxville girls basketball squad providing an early highlight when the Panthers came roaring back in a game at Albia to win 42-37, with Hannah Duncan scoring 15 of the team's 17 second-half points. About a month later, the Panthers nearly turned Class 4A on its axis when they went toe-to-toe with number one Dallas Center Grimes and nearly pulled off a monumental upset in the regional semifinals. The boys' basketball squad wrapped up a 14-8 season and a second-place finish in the South Central Conference. It was also announced that Coach Troy Pearson would be stepping down at the end of the season. His replacement would eventually be assistant Joel Keady. The wrestling squad sent two guys to the state meet as Daniel Gorski and Tristan Sinnard would represent Knoxville at Wells Fargo Arena, with Gorski placing fourth. Bowling also had a few highlights as Tristan Carter qualified for his second straight state meet, and he finished in seventh place. The spring was an exciting time, especially on the track and golf courses. In track and field, Sierra Heffron firmly established herself as one of the great throwers in not just the area, but in the entire state, when she uncorked a discus throw of 141 feet 3 inches to break her own school record at the same time, set a blue standard by qualifying for the Drake Relays, where she would finish in third place. Heffron was not done as she qualified for state in the shot put and discus, finishing runner-up in Class 3A in the discus and fourth in the shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to be able to compete at Drake. I'm pretty happy with my performance today, so I'll take second place.
It was not all Heffron, as Cale Irving in the 800 and Kobe Higginbotham in the 110 high hurdles and 400 low hurdles, where he placed 11th, all qualified for the state track and field meet. On the links, boys golf squad won the South Central Conference and, for the fourth straight season, qualified for the state meet. While their finish was not where the Panthers wanted, in eighth place after only getting in one day due to weather, Evan Smith earned All-State with a sixth-place finish. The girls golf squad made significant gains and saw senior Faith Rosaboom continue her career at Central College. On the pitches, the Panther boys finished 10-7 and pulled off an upset over Nevada in the sub-state semifinal before falling to Gilbert in the final. And the girls also had a winning season and finishing first in the South Central Conference. The scene shifted to Panther Drive for the summer as baseball was rebuilding but still managed a 16-18 season and 12-9 in the conference, with a young squad that got better, especially in the latter half of the season. Softball was under new leadership as Chris Peden took over the reins and guided the Panthers to an 11-14 record and 9-3 in the conference, and was still in contention for the title the last week of the season. And like the basketball squad, the Panthers nearly pulled off an epic win over eventual Class 4A state champion Carlisle in a 7-5 loss to the Wildcats in the regional semifinal. Sorry, no highlights. We were not allowed to broadcast that game. That brings us to this school year, and the fall was filled with firsts and a return visits to state. After years of preparing and contentious back and forth, Randy Wilson Track opened a new era of Knoxville football as the Panthers played their new home on Panther Drive. Well, it was a 42-6 loss to Boone.
Down the middle, and it is caught at the 4. Touchdown, Eli Fuller. There is your trivia answer, folks. Who caught the first Knoxville touchdown at Randy Wilson Track? And it will go down as Eli Fuller.
Knoxville was much improved this season, going 4-5 and setting several individual records along the way. Knoxville runner Isaac Rankin qualified for his third consecutive state meet, this time placing 11th and earning him All-State.
State has been a goal for me for a long time, and I was just throughout the race, I'm thinking, gotta be top 15. And then crossing the finish line, really good feeling, like all the work paid off.
And the volleyball squad finished second in the South Central Conference. The early winter has already had a few highlights, and a new sport made its debut for Knoxville as girls wrestling started the season. The Panthers even had their first ever home meet a few weeks ago. Well, that's a look back at the 2024 sports year at Knoxville. We hope there will be many more highlights. And, of course, keep it tuned to 95.3 KNIA, your radio home for Knoxville High School sports all year long. And be sure in August to catch up our top 10 sports moments for the school year. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.